37. To his stepson, P. A. Isayev. Geneva. October the 10th, 22nd, 1867. Your letter, dear boy, uncommonly delighted me. If you thought that I should forget you after my marriage, for I observed that you really were of that opinion, and I purposely did not set you right, you were wholly mistaken. It is quite the other way. Know now that I care for you even more since my marriage, and God be my witness that I suffer very much through being able to help you so little. I have always considered you a cheerful, plucky boy, and I retain that opinion. A person with those qualities must be happy in any position of life. I also think you very intelligent. Only one thing is against you, your lack of education. But if you really have no desire to learn something, at least hear my advice. You must, in any case, be earnest about your moral development, so far as that is capable of going without education. But for education, one shall strive until one's life's end. On my departure, I begged Apollon Nikolaevich to be a friend to you, and assist you with good counsel. Pasha, he is the rarest of rare men, mark that. I have known him now for 20 years. He will always be able to direct you wisely. Above all things, you must be frank and upright in your intercourse with him. I have known for some time that you have been offered a place and are still offered it. I advise you to take that place. I believe that a position with a police magistrate would be incomparably more useful for you. You could in that way obtain a practical acquaintance with judicial matters. You could develop yourself and accumulate much knowledge. But I have no confidence in you. One has to work very hard in such a post, and then it's very important to know what sort of man you would be likely to go to. If to a good sort, well and good, but if to a bad as possible. Moreover, a provincial town like Ladoga is very dangerous at your age, particularly such a dull and inferior sort of place. Of course, the social relations in the railway service are very bad. But I am of opinion that even in the highest government offices, the social side is rotten bad. Only there more refined manners prevail. For this reason, Petersburg would be better. For there one can find suitable society. But anyhow, you must take this place. As regards the danger of your falling into evil ways, I have some confidence in you there. You can't possibly have forgotten your dead father and mother. Realize that I don't advise you to take this place, nor on account of the salary either, because in that way you will cease to be a charge on me. Know that, though I have not a farthing to spare, I shall support you to my life's end, whatever age you may be. I give you this advice for the sake of work alone, for work is the most important of all things. Anna Grigorievna loves you as I do. Write me fully about everything.